Welcome to this 5-minute Tuesday edition of What in God's Name. I'm Chris Owen, the ginger half of our show. Of course, Shana will be with me on our next full show on Thursday. I've been listening to Brahms symphonies during pandemic time as part of my self-care and bringing to you some of the astonishingly beautiful French horn solos that Brahms composed. Today, I want to share the horn solo in Symphony No. 3 in the third movement. I want to share it with you because it is sad, beautifully sad. Sadness in pandemic time is appropriate. It's fitting. We're sad for the disruptions and disappointments, sad for the deaths, sad for our inability to be sad. But even without pandemic time, in the work I do with people, I've learned that people carry sadness with them without exception. You might never know it from the outside, but everyone is carrying loss, grief, sadness. Whenever I'm invited to listen to someone's story, I'm reminded of that truth. And it reminds me also of a line from T.S. Eliot. People change and smile, but the agony abides. Many people will hear this and say, how depressing. I say, to the contrary, how liberating, really. Because when we get at the truth of our lives, we are set free. People change and smile, but the agony abides. And at the bottom of that is an affirmation, a yes to the lives that we have, the lives that we've led, and the losses that we've experienced. And that is where we are connected one to another. Sadness is particularly relevant to us societally in pandemic time. And a society that is disconnected from its sadness is a sick society. I'm going to play two excerpts from the third movement. The first excerpt is the very beginning of the movement. The cellos introduce this hauntingly beautiful, hauntingly sad 12-bar theme. Parenthetically, I should add that for those of you wondering about copyright, I can share these brief excerpts with you because of fair use provisions in copyright law. It's a short little snippet, about 30 seconds. That melody is traded around the orchestra, first to the violins, then the flute, and then the solo horn. Roger Rosenblatt, in his book Kayak Morning, says, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is carrying a great burden. This music gives sadness a shape, and when we get enough distance to see it as beautiful." Shana and I'll be back to talk to you again on Thursday. This show is made possible by our generous donors on Patreon and by our fiscal sponsor, Filmmakers Collaborative. You can find us on our website, whatingods.com, whatingods.